while we can stay in the world of entertainment and hear about another entertainer who's been in the business a long time. Although not quite as universally well known as Cliff Richard, Peachy Mead had the honour of being featured in the very first issue of Let's Talk, 221 issues ago. Here's David Clayton to tell us more about this veteran Norwich entertainer.
Remember how we all used to moan about TV repeats? Well, these days, I'm not sure we mind with our multi-channel world filling airtime with endless old programmes. I've been transfixed with Tales of the Unexpected running again on Sky Arts. Yes, I saw most of them first time around when Anglia TV launched the series in 1979, but the reruns are interesting because they were filmed around our area. So many locations are familiar places frozen in time, like Somerleyton Hall, Lowestoft Railway Station or Elm Hill in Norwich. Also familiar are the background actors, because I know many of them. One of the most regular was veteran Norwich entertainer Philip Peachy Mead. He's propped up bars in the background, queued at railway stations in the background, and famously appeared with Sir John Gielgud and Joan Collins, inevitably in the background. Having seen Peachy on TV again, I thought I'd better see what he was doing with himself now. "I reckon I've been in about 30 episodes," was his best estimate. "I was in 3 or 4 with Sir John Mills. He was ever so friendly." That was one of Peachy's favourite programmes. Sir John was in a Tales of the Unexpected called The Umbrella Man, and some of the filming took place in a city centre pub in Norwich. Did the extras in the scene get to sup real alcoholic drinks? No, it was tonic water with slices of lemon, Peachy recalls. But he went on to explain another episode where he downed too much beer. "We were filming on St Benedict's in Norwich outside the Hog in Armour pub with Derek Jacobi in the starring role. Anglia had us there at 7 a.m. as they wanted to avoid traffic and people getting in the way. Peachy and a few others were at an outside table enjoying a beer. This time it was the real stuff. I remember thinking I might as well enjoy it even at that early hour. There were several takes before the director was happy, and for continuity purposes, the glasses had to be refilled each time." Peachy laughs as he remembers the increasing effects the beer had on his performance. But the first episode for which he was cast involved two acting superstars. It was the very first series of Tales of the Unexpected. "I was supposed to be an electrician fixing a plug. Some of the extras got themselves to the location, Somerleyton Hall, but I didn't drive, so Anglia TV picked me up in a car. The car went via Great Yarmouth to collect Joan Collins and Sir John Gielgud from the Carlton Hotel where they were staying." Peachy recalls Joan Collins ordering the driver to stop on Regent Road to get her something from a chemist shop, but not giving him any money, telling him to charge it to her Anglia expense account. In the end, Peachy's scene as an electrician took most of the afternoon to film, and then hardly any of it was used. He's about to notch up a remarkable 60 years in show business. His mother ran a boarding house for theatricals, and many stars stayed while working at Norwich's Theatre Royal, as well as the fondly remembered Hippodrome Theatre, now long gone, with a multi-storey car park in its place. Peachy would chat to the artists, and the magicians would often use him in the audience as a stooge. That's undoubtedly where he got his love of show business. After his national service, he started as a Butlin's Redcoat in 1961 at Clacton and stayed there for 3 years before moving on to holiday centres along the Norfolk and Suffolk coast. He did stand-up comedy, but later moved on to comparing and entertainment's manager roles. At 82 years old, he's retired from stage work but is continually busy as the secretary of the East Anglian Variety branch of Equity, something he's been involved with since 1980. Over the years, Peachy has done all sorts of work as a film and TV extra, fitting it in around his entertaining. He's been in episodes of Miss Marple. Joan Hickson was lovely, even sat next to me and chatted on the coach when we moved from one filming location to another in Suffolk. He was also in many episodes of Heidi High, where he was very much at home, reliving the early days of the holiday camps. It's clear, looking back, that Peachy is really proud of all his TV work, but he was quick to point out that a lot of it meant standing around in cold places and he might not even get used at all. Worse still, if you were used, your scene might end up on the cutting room floor. The extras or supporting actors are rarely mentioned by name in the credits, but they're an important part of making scenes work. Next time you watch one of Anglia's Tales of the Unexpected, keep an eye on the background. Peachy might well be there. With most of his TV appearances being 30 to 40 years ago, I wondered what he thinks seeing himself all these years on. He chuckled. It's hard to believe it's me.
Thank you, David.